finally. I thought that taxi driver was gonna cart us around half of California before dropping us off at the hotel. Man, I am spent. Why is it that flying is so exhausting when all you do is sit around? I swear, the moment we get to our room, I will just drop dead on the bed. Oh, huh? Yeah, our room. Oh, excellent. There's no one else in front of us at the front desk. Oh, hi, good evening. We, have a reservation for... Oh, yeah, that's us. Thank you very much. Oh, finally. Gosh, I can't wait to get to our room. Yeah? Just one key card? Why? I only booked one room. We're travelling on a budget, remember? Oh, please, don't give me that. How long have we known each other? We've been working on this startup since we finished college. Now, come on. Oh, wait, you don't need to help me with my suitcase. That's awfully nice of you, but I'm a big, strong girl and I... Okay, maybe a little help would be appreciated. Aw, thank you. Wait, it's not far. See, 101, 102. Ah, there it is, 103. That's us. Hey, this looks nice. Thanks again for helping me with my suitcase. Well, what do you think? Huh? What is it? You look a bit disheartened. I thought this room looked rather nice. I mean, as nice as hotel rooms get with their generic art prints on the wall and the kinda anonymous atmosphere, but... Huh? Oh, yeah. Now that you mention it, there is only one bed in this room. Weird. I could have sworn I booked a two-bedroom. Well, it'll be fine. We can make it work. And it's only going to be for a couple of nights anyway. Is it okay if I use the shower first? I'm feeling, trying to think of a word that won't make it sound disgusting. Really. Anyways, I've been wearing these clothes for far too long, so I'll just... Great, thank you. Oh. Yeah. Oh, this was amazing. Oh, just what I needed. Oh, I don't know who invented the shower, but man, he should get a Nobel Prize. Oh, I mean, who needs the theory of relativity or the moon landing or whatever? The shower has had a way bigger impact on the betterment of mankind, if you ask me. Oh, that was incredible. Hey, you've already unpacked your stuff. Oh, stop it. You're making me look like a slob. Go on, hop in so I can get dressed while you're in the shower. And why are you turning so red? Really? You look like a boiled lobster right now. Come on, you've seen me in a bikini last summer. You should be able to handle seeing me wrapped up in a bath towel. Chop chop. Shower time. I want to towel myself and get dressed. Oh, one more thing. They only had one bath towel in the bathroom, so I guess we'll have to share this one. It's still moderately dry, so it'll be fine, I think. I'll come in and put it on the towel rack, okay? Don't worry, I won't look. Oh, you're done? Excellent. I guess I should go into the bathroom now so you can get dressed, huh? Oh, but I'm so comfy right now. I don't want to get up. Is it okay if I simply Pinky promised not to peek. I can barely keep my eyes open anyway. Huh? Hey, what is it? Are you okay? Yeah, this is all I'm gonna wear for the night. Why? I always dress lightly for sleep. Do you really expect me to put on my business suit just to catch some Z's? Why are you blushing again? What? No, I'm not peeking. I can just hear you blush. Yes, I can. Hey, what's taking you so long? Are you dressed yet? Can I open my eyes again, please? Hey, what's up? You look kinda dejected. What is it? Are you worried because of our presentation tomorrow? Come on. We've been through this like a million times. We could do it in our sleep. We are going to blow their minds. Right out the back of their heads. Huh? That's not it. Then what is it? Yeah, there's no couch in this room. It is a really small hotel room. I should have got suspicious when it was so cheap, I guess. Sorry? Why would you ask room service for an extra bedsheet? What? No! You are not sleeping on the floor. Are you crazy? I know San Francisco is so warm this time of year, but for real, what's gotten into you? Oh, no, you are not sleeping in that chair either. Seriously, I'm getting back pain from merely looking at that thing. I need you in peak form for the conference tomorrow. A good first impression is half the battle. Do you think anyone is going to buy into our startup if you just shuffle around like a zombie? With deep purple bags under your eyes and a twisted, aching spine? I'm sorry? No, of course I'm not sleeping on the floor either. Wait, you wouldn't suggest that I No? Good. You got me worrying there for a moment. What do you mean then? Where are you going to sleep? Oh, come on, silly. Stop being such a dork. This bed is plenty big enough for the both of us. Oh, that face of yours. Don't worry, I don't bite. I don't snore. I don't thrash out in my sleep. And I won't turn into a werewolf at full moon and devour you either. You've got absolutely nothing to worry about. There's no need to be so bloody awkward. Oh, for real. You can either get into this lovely, warm, cozy bed with me now, or you can keep pondering your options. Q, there are none. And get in here with me in half an hour anyway. All you'll accomplish is depriving yourself half an hour of sleep. You know we have to rise early tomorrow, right? So come on. Stop being so bloody stubborn and just come to bed. Oh, wow. You would rather sleep on the floor than share a bed with me? Well, thank you. Nice to know you hold me in such high regard. Oh, that's not it. What, me? Why should I have any problem sharing a bed with you? Yeah, I know that you're a guy. I'm a big girl. I know all about the flowers and the bees already. Yeah, I'm really okay with it. I suggested it after all. Now, this is silly. Get in here already or I'll unplug your phone charger. Oh, I would. You know me. I can be cruel if I need to be. Finally! Oh, you're that scared of having to spend a whole day with an uncharged phone, huh? Hey, what are you doing? If you keep balancing on the outermost edge of the bed like that, you're gonna fall off in the middle of the night. Come a bit closer. Are you afraid that I'll bite you or something? Oh, so what if we touch during the night? It's not like you'll spontaneously burst into flames if you casually brush up against my arm or something. Here, see? I touched you, and nothing bad happened. See? Again. Hey, relax. Don't forget to breathe. I just touched your chest. It's fine. You'll survive it. Now, stop making a fuss already. We need to get up early tomorrow. We should try and get some shut-eye now. Okay? Thank you. Do you have enough of the blanket? I don't want to be the one to hog too much of it. Oh, that's such a stupid cliche. The girl stealing a man's blanket. You're good. Okay then. Good night. Hey, hold still. Stop struggling. What? Yes, I'm hugging you. I need something to snuggle when I go to sleep. Back home, I have a side sleeping pillow. But here, you'll have to do. Could you please stop pulling away? You'll fall out of the bed. Hey, could you maybe, like, raise your upper body for a moment? Just so I can get my other arm under it. I want to wrap both of my arms around you. It just feels weird when I can hug you with one arm only and have to keep the other sort of awkwardly folded like this. Plus, I have to hold you or else you'll probably fall away from me again and fall off the bed for real. Seriously, dude, why are you making such a fuss about this? It's just some cuddles. That's all this is. I do this with my girlfriends all the time. You're being way, way too uptight about this stuff. Hey, but you're okay with it when I hug you during the day. Okay, it makes you kind of flustered, but you like it, or don't you? See? How is this any different? Hugging during the day, fine. Hugging at night, end of the world. You'd rather sleep on the floor. What sort of bullcrap logic is that? No, stop making a fuss already. I really, really want to catch some sleep. Hey, are you still awake? I'm sorry, but could you perchance turn around? Your back isn't snuggly enough. No offense, but would it be okay if instead I nuzzled into your chest? Thank you. Much better. You are even cozier than my side sleeping pillow. We should do this more often, really. What? Yes, I'm playing with your hair. Now that I have my hands behind your back, I thought I might as well. Don't you like it? You know, you could always play with my hair as well, if you want. Oh, I would actually really appreciate that. Really, it would help me fall asleep. And you look so tense holding your arms like that at your side. Really, it's okay. You can touch me. I'm touching you, after all. What do you mean, what am I doing? You're making it sound like I was hurting you or something. Oh, I was just trying to make you feel good, silly. I even specifically booked a single bedroom just to trick you into snuggling with me. Huh? Why? Well, first, because I can't sleep without something to snuggle, and secondly, because I have a crush on you. What? Yeah, I have a crush on you. Ever since we went to college, actually. Oh, come on, I'm really tired. Can't we talk about this tomorrow? Wait. We've got to give our presentation tomorrow. Can we talk about this the tomorrow after the conference? Darling, for real. We've got to get up early tomorrow. We really, really should try and catch some sleep. Good night, sweetie. What now? Yes, I kissed you. I thought I already told you that I have a crush on you. Anyway, so I thought I might as well. Didn't you like it? You're blushing again. Yes, you are. Oh, and it's super cute. Yeah, I know it's dark. I don't need to see you. I can hear you blush, remember? Come on now, sweetie. Close those gorgeous eyes of yours and hug me a bit more tightly. I want all of your snuggles. We're going to make a splash together at the conference tomorrow. And then we'll talk about this in the choir. But for now, let's get some sleep.